The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Sunny skies expected and in many places already delivered, but for how long? For a prediction of what lies ahead, we're joined by Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So people will look out the window and see already that the skies are clearing and the temperature's rising. So tell us the story.
Yes, it's already up to 19 degrees actually in Dublin by 10:30 this morning. So it does feel like an early blast of summer has finally arrived. Good sunny spells right across the country now, just a little bit of cloud here and there. And it will get up to 21, maybe even 22 degrees, possibly locally 23 degrees today. So a very pleasant Friday. Tomorrow will be similar, but there will be some fog that might develop overnight in some areas, especially in the south. So you could have a foggy start. But once that burns away, then tomorrow, Saturday, another very good day of sunshine and temperatures back up to 21 or 22 degrees again. A little bit cooler near the coast if you're heading to the seaside. Sunday will start off pretty good, but showers will develop from the west and some of those could be heavy or even possibly thundery, Pat, on Sunday afternoon.
Okay, so we'll have a mixture of rain and sun on Sunday. Before we look ahead to the following days, Monday through next Friday, this kind of weather is what the farmers were calling for. They didn't want a drought. They didn't want unremitting sunshine. They wanted a mixture of a bit of wind, a few showers and a bit of sunshine. And that would be perfect for them.
Yes, the ground has dried out, thankfully, a lot. So a lot of farmers have been busy planting the last couple of weeks. Even some of them now cutting the first cut of silage. So they'll be glad to get this little bit of a window. But yeah, long droughts aren't good either. Now, I think they might have wanted a little bit of a longer spell before the rain returns. But it's been a very, very welcome break, certainly, to get animals out and to get some crops on.
Now, talk to me about what lies ahead next week, because this could be a false dawn of our summer.
Yes, I wouldn't be putting away the long trousers just yet and sticking to the shorts, because from Monday, temperatures will drop back probably to around the mid-teens and we will see plenty of rain again. Now, there's a low pressure system that's forecast to come close or over Ireland, especially Monday and Tuesday. The exact details of that are a little bit uncertain, but it does look rather unsettled and cooler, at least for the early days of next week. Just how long that low pressure system hangs around is a little bit uncertain. But if you look at the longer range trends on the weather models, they do show that possibly by the end of next week and into next weekend, we could be back to some better weather again.
Yeah, it's interesting. Earlier on the programme, Alan, we were talking to Professor Luke O'Neill about AI and AI being used in weather forecasting. And instead of using those very complicated differential equations, what you do is you feed in as many data points as you can from all over the place and you get a better long-range forecast. Have you seen any signs of an improvement in that regard in your area?
Yeah, I was listening to that and some of the weather models already have publicly sharing their AI updates in terms of they're starting to use AI on the same weather models that traditionally were used. They haven't been much more successful at that point at the moment, Pat, but I would imagine that will improve over time. So it will be interesting to track that and see how it improves. I think one of the big advances of AI could be to help with flood forecasting, using AI to kind of take the river levels, the forecast rainfall into the catchment areas and try and use that then to try and pinpoint flood forecasting.
Yeah. It always amazes me how much we expect of our forecasters. In America, when you're watching some of the American channels and they go to the weather forecasting, they're covering areas that are a multiple times the area of the island of Ireland. And they just say, you know, it'll be cold or it'll be 4 inches of snow. We expect every little townland to have its own weather.
We do, and it can vary so much from one end of this small island to another, and never mind even from one county to another. People often want one parish to another, want to know where that shower on Sunday is going to fall. A lot of people going to concerts on Sunday in Kilkenny want to know will a shower hit, and it's very hard to pinpoint those even with all of the supercomputer models and the AI.
Alan, thank you very much for joining us. That's Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.